Why does the pasuk by Nazar have to say special Yavav Limoy?
All right, turn over.
Yeah, so Matam Adloima Liyavav Limoy. Why does the pasuk have to say special here Liyavav Limoy? So the kids again Liyavav Limoy. Who the loy matame? A Nazar is not allowed to touch his own father or his own mother. Av matam hula meis mitzvah. But that's the diyuk that a nazar has a heter to take care of a meis mitzvah. Now the Gemara says, Ad shelo yomer. Even if the pasuk wouldn't have said like this, yeshli bedin, the chora have another svara to say in svara that a nazir should be allowed to touch a meis mitzvah, because nemar klolis bekoyin gadol. The pasuk says like a klolis, like it says a lashon of al kol nafshes meis layavoy. It says by a koyin gadol a klal he can't go to any meis. Al kol nashes meis layavoy. V'nema klolas benazir. It says the same type of lashon by nazir also. Al kol nefesh meis. It says al kol nefesh meis. Mash many type of a meis. If so, ma klolas hamuris b'koyin gadol. Just like the klal by a koyin gadol, we said the diyuk is li aviv eina mitama. Abo mitamahu lemeis mitzvah. The klal by a koyin gadol. It comes to be marba everything. But still there's the exclusion that a meis mitzvah is mutter. If so, I said the same svara, av klolus hamuris benazir. That's what the Torah says, a lashon by a nazir. Al kol nefesh meis. He can't be metamet any meis. I'll tell you though, there's one exception, that lo'aviv ein metamei. Av metamei l'meis mitzvah. So Chorin svara, I should be able to learn out nazir from a kohen gadol. That's one way to look at it. Mar says, maybe no. Oy klach l'derech zu, or else maybe let's turn to another way. Oy klach l'derech zu, turn to another way. That nemru klolus b'kohen hedyot. It says also a lashon by a klal by kohen hedyot that he can't be matama to mason. Says l'nefesh lo yatame. It says by kohen hedyot l'nefesh mash many nefesh. True, later the Torah says to kraven mizmuta, but first it says a lashon that lo yatame. It says the klal by kohen hedyot. V'nemru klolos benazir. It also says this lashon of klal al kol nefesh meis. It says layov. It says by a nazir also a klal. If so, ma klolos amuris by kohen hedyot mitam liyoviv. Av klolos amuris benazir mitam liyoviv. Maybe learn out better nazir from a kohen hedyot that he's mutter to his krovim. On this Tamaloima, that's why I need the pasuk by a nazir that says clearly, Li'aviv li'ima li'yatame. So I need the pasuk to teach me that a nazir does not have the kula like a kohen hedyot. Even though a kohen hedyot is mutter to his krovim, a nazir is also to his krovim. Now we need the diyuk of b'holameis mitzvah metama. But the diyuk is though only to his father and mother not, but somebody he's mutter, who's the person that he's mutter to, that's a meis mitzvah. We needed to teach us Shein Metam Liyaviv. So how can you learn this out? Adarabba. You need the word Liyaviv Lima now to teach me that it's usher for a nozer to be Metam to his father. Because like this last svara was saying, maybe learn out a nozer from a Kohen Hedyot. Just like a Kohen Hedyot is usher, but to his own Kroivim is Mutter, so maybe a Kohen Gadol, maybe a nozer has the same halacha like a Kohen Hedyot. That maybe a nozer is Mutter to his Kroivim. So when the pasuk says lo'aviv lo yitame, it's not for a diyuk, but I need it for it itself. It has to come and teach me that a nazir cannot be matama to his father. But maybe I don't have any diyuk now to say that it's mutter to a kohen hedyot to a meis mitzvah. Maybe who adin is still also to a meis mitzvah. For the gemara miboy le'loy ma'ashay matam li'aviv. Elo li'aviv, the gemara says that it's not mitzvah. Elo li'aviv lo'y ma'ashay matam li'aviv. That's what the pasuk says, by a nazir he can't touch his father, that we need lagufa. It needed to teach us that a nazir, we do not learn out from a kohen hedyot. That a nazir doesn't have the heter to his father. But li'achiv, the pasuk also says to his brother, a nazir can't be matama. That's extra. Once I know he can't be matama to his father, so pshiti can't be matama to his brother either. What does the pasuk have to say, li'achiv? So here the diik is, li'achiv ain't a matama. But hola meis mitzvah metame. But is the diyuk for meis mitzvah could be metame. Because that's why it says the word lochiv. For the gemara limoy, it says a third thing also by nazir. It says limoy. It says special nazir can be metame lo'aviv limoy lochiv. So good, la'aviv, we need legufa. La'achiv is for a diyik of meis mitzvah. But why does the Torah have to say li'imai for? And this we said, nachol, like we had before, l'gzera shav l'kud Rebbe. This we have the gzera shav of Rebbe's halacha to learn out kohen gadol from nazir, that just like a nazir, the issur is only not to touch a tumas meis, but to touch a mitzvah, or to touch a zava zava, it's mutter for nazir. By nazir says clearly b'moisam. There's only an issur on a meis. You can't be metame too. But to negoyim or to zav zav, it's mutter. So I need the gzera shava to learn out who I did by a kohen gadol. That a kohen gadol is also only yosef to be metame to a mace, but to tumas nega, tumas to metzora, that is mutter. Ayu lachoisa, what do we need the extra word lachoisa by nazir? Look at the tanya, tanya lachoisa matalo, avesh lo, avesh lo, avesh lo, avesh lo. All right, we'll stop here. We'll do this tomorrow. So I'll stop. Yeah, okay, we're holding daf Mem Ches from a base. Again, in the middle of the Shaila, it says a few extra psukim by a nazir. In the parasha of a nazir, we know he's not allowed to be metame to a mesh. He's not allowed to be metame to mesim and to any mesim. Then the pasuk also says extra, it says, not li oviv, not li imoy, not li yochiv, not la choisoy. Here, the pasuk says by a nazir, it says, kol yimei haziru l'Hashem, al nefesh meis la yovoy. That means anybody. He's not allowed to touch your mace. Then the next pasuk says, Li oviv uli imoy, li achiv v'la achoysoy. Lo yitam lohem b'moysom. They can't touch them when they're dead. We dash in tumas moysom, only when they're mace. But our copon in the pasuk says extra, Li oviv uli imoy, li achiv v'la achoysoy. So why do we have to have the extra pasuk, Lo uli imoy, la achiv v'la achoysoy? So that's what we're dashing in now. That Li oviv is for the drosha, and then we had Liochiv and Matama Holomais Mitzvah Matam. Ulimoy was the Xerishova. According to this lesson, Yom was saying now Lioviv is to come to teach us that it's Kravim is Takosa. Then Liochiv is coming to teach us Lemais Mitzvah Smuta. Ulimoy, it says Lixerishova Likudarebi. Like we learned out before, Xerishova, that the Easter is only not to touch your mates, but a nozer is allowed to touch somebody that has tumas mitzvah or tumas negoyim, that's mutter. Now, rapta ula choysai. Why does the pasuk have to say extra by a nozer that he can't even metama to his sister? Look at the Tanya, like we learned. Look at the Tanya, we learned. The Tanya. Lia choysai ma tamad loyma. Why does the pasuk have to say extra on nazir can't be matama to his sister? Pshita, he can't be matama to anybody. So Mara says, the chiddush is, harei shaholach lishchad es pischoy. What's going to be if a nazir is going erev Pesach to Yerushalayim to shech the korban Pesach? Or else for lomol es benoy? It's a question also. He has to make a bris milah on his son. Vishoma shemesh lo meis. And he heard that somebody died, one of his mishpacha died. So locher is, Yocho Yitami, I would have thought maybe you should be Mitama, take care of the crew of your relatives. Or Marta Lo Yitami, we had already Lo Yitami, not allowed to be Mitama to your relatives. Yocho Lo Yitami Le Meis Mitzvah, maybe who are din then? You should not even be Mitama to a Meis Mitzvah. If you find a Meis in the street that nobody is there to take care of, that's called a Meis Mitzvah, so maybe since you're a Nazir that's going now to do your Korban Pesach, which if you don't bring the Korban Pesach, you're over in Issacharis. So maybe in Svara you should not become Tomei. Don't take care of this Meis Mitzvah in order that you should be able to bring your Korban Pesach. On this note, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Le'achoysoi, to your sister. So we darshin la'achoysoi hu di'ene metama. That a Nazir cannot be metama to his sister. His unmarried sister, when she's Meis, he can't take care of her Kfura. But holameis mitzvah metame. But even in such a case, even though it's a question now on erev Pesach, that if he's going to take care of this meis mitzvah, he won't be able to bring the korban Pesach. Still, the pasuk says he's supposed to take care of it. That's the drasha lachoisai only to your sister, not. But I call upon him to a meis mitzvah. Even in such a case, you're allowed to be metame. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, remember Akiva says. Nefosho, it's not that the pasuk says nefesh, the pasuk says it should be.
It says al nefesh meis. So when the post says al nefesh meis, the b'kiva dashins nefesh elu harachaykim, that a stranger, not a relative, pshita nazir, cannot touch. It says al nefesh meis. What does meis include? Elu akrayvim. That includes even to his own relatives, a nazir is not allowed to touch. That's where Rabbi Kiva dashins. If so, li'ovu v'li'imoi, what is the pasuk got to speak out again? You can't be matam li'ovu v'li'imoi. So make this drasha, li'ovu v'li'imoi, who? Eini matama. Av matamu l'meis mitzvah. But he's allowed to be matama to a meis mitzvah. Li'ochiv, what is the pasuk got to say the word li'ochiv for? To your brother. Pshiti, you can't be matama to your brother. Shemho yekoyin godol, for you who knows you. Let's say the same person was a Kohen Gadol and he was a Nazir. Hence the Kohen Gadol became a Nazir. Still we darshin li'achiv whom ain't a matama. He can't be matama to his brother. When his brother is nifter, he can't take care of his kvura. Ava matamu l'meis mitzvah. That's the chiddush, even though he's a Kohen Gadol and he's a Nazir, still to a meis mitzvah, it's mutter. Then Lachoisa, what is the fourth thing? So what does he have to say? A Nazir can't be matama to his sister Pshita. Kedetanya, like we learned before, Hareshahoya Hoylach Lishchades Pischoy Fulomales Benoi, that if this Nazir now on Erev of Pesach was going, he was busy in trying to bring his Korban Pesach, and on the way he saw a Meis Mitzvah, that the Chiddush is he's supposed to be matama, take care of this Meis Mitzvah, even though it's going to mean now that he won't be able to bring his Korban Pesach. Still, since the Meis Mitzvah is in front of you, that's this postik li'achiv, li'achoysoi, that you should be matam even to such a Meis Mitzvah. Now the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, Gzeir Shava de Rebbe Minole, according to Rabbi Kiva, that the word li'imor, like, is not extra, so how does he know to make the Gzeir Shava that we had from Rebbe before? That Rebbe before made the Gzeir Shava li'imor li'imor to teach us that the Tumah is only by a Meis. That Nazir could only, or Kohen Gadol is only not allowed to touch a mace. Avo mitama hu l'negoyim u'zivosam. But if the person has a tumas nega, he's a mitzoro, or else he has tumas zava, zava, then a Nazir or Kohen Gadol could be mitama. That was Rabbi Kiva's, that was Rabbi's Gzereshova. So the kashra is, according to Rabbi Kiva, the words are not extra. So if so, how does he know Rabbi's Gzereshova? Omaloch. He says, Kivan Diyamamar, since we learned, Hemhoye Kohen Gadol v'Nazir, if he was a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, it says, Li'achiv ain't a Metama, Ava Metama ul Meis Mitzvah. But he could be Metama to a Meis Mitzvah. It's even though this Kohen Gadol is a Nazir, still we say to a Meis Mitzvah, he could be Metama. If so, Mali Kohen Gadol l'chudei, Mali Nazir v'Kohen Gadol. What's the difference if the person is a Kohen Gadol by himself, or is a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir? Hey, since the Pasuk says a bigger Chiddush, that even though this Kohen Gadol is a Nazir, still he's allowed to be Metama to a Meis Mitzvah, so Pshit, the regular Kohen Gadol, could also. So therefore, like the Rosh speaks out, V'lo Yitzrach Imoy, the Kohen Gadol, Li'atirah B'Meis Mitzvah, or Muftu L'Gzer Shava. In other words, once I know from here that a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir together could be Metama to a Meis Mitzvah, so Pshit, the Kohen Gadol by himself. So therefore, the Pasuk Imoy is extra in the Parsha of Kohen Gadol. Therefore, since the word Imoy is extra, so therefore Rabbi Kiva could make the Gzeres Shava of Rabbi to teach us that the Tumah only applies, they can't touch a mace, Mashenk and Tumas Mitzayra, or Tumas Nezav, that they're mutatu. The other Gemara says, Ula Rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabbi Yishmael, Kohen Gadol, for who knows their minole. How do we know that a Kohen Gadol is a Nazir? How do we know that he's mutter? If Shmuel doesn't have this extra drasha to say if the person's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, how do we know this? When he has two kedushas, he doesn't have an extra word li'achiv for this purpose. So if so, according to Rabbi Yishmael, how does he know that if the Kohen Gadol himself becomes a Nazir, that he's mutter? So Gemara says, it's a svara. Kivon d'shayir rachmona. Chad lav gabi meis mitzvah. Since the Torah says each one a Kohen Gadol by himself or a Nazir by himself, even though they have a lav not to touch a meis, but where it's a case of a meis mitzvah, it's mutter. If so, the svar is mali chad lav mali tre lavin. What should be the difference whether it's one or two lavs? I don't care if this person is a kohen gadol and a nazir. Since by one lav I see the Torah was matter, the Torah wanted so important that the meis mitzvah should be taken care of, so mali chad lav, mali trei lavs. It doesn't make a difference if he's only a kohen gadol or the person became, or this kohen gadol became a nazir. That there's two lavs, but still we see that the svar of the Torah wants this essay to be done. Yes, now the Gemara says, Achoyse lomeli, like what do I need the pasuk now of Achoyse for? Like once you're telling me now, a kohen gadol and a nazir is allowed to touch your meis mitzvah, so what do I need the pasuk l'achoyse for to teach me that if he's going to do a korban pesach, he's supposed to take care of the meis mitzvah? So Gemara says, yes, this I still need. I would have thought, Kisha yirachmona l'meis mitzvah, nazir v'koyen tisur rilavihu. True. When was the Torah matir? Even though this one kohen gadol is a nazir, that there's two lavim now, he shouldn't touch a mace. Still, we say he's allowed to take care of this mace mitzvah. That's only because there's only lavs involved. A kohen gadol has an issa lav, not to touch a mace. And a nazir is only an issa lav. So a lav, the Torah was matir. Avo milo pesach. The chorus, Mashenke, not to bring a korban pesach, that's a shalom from the nissa chorus. There's a chi of chorus if you don't bring a korban pesach. And same thing by Mila. The chorus, lo yitama le meis mitzvah, I would have thought to say maybe the svar is that since by touching this meis mitzvah, you won't be able to bring a korban pesach. So it's more important the korban pesach. Kamashman, the word achoysa, I know that even though it's a question of a meis mitzvah that will stop you from bringing the korban pesach, still the Torah wants you to take care of this meis mitzvah.